Hey friends, it's another episode of Azure Friday, and I'm going to learn all about time zones in Azure Maps from Julie. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Time zones pretty much suck,
Yeah. And
with daylight savings times, it gets even more complicated.
It's tricky, and they change constantly.
That's a good point. It isn't a static thing. I think we might think it's a database, just take a JSON file, and it's always the same.
Yeah.
They change like monthly almost.
Oh yeah, countries are updating them constantly. And then there's some countries that use daylight savings time, and even within the United States, Hawaii and Arizona do not respect daylight savings time.
It's disrespectful. So what's important about that then is that I don't have a database of time zones. I really need an API that's smart about time zones.
Yeah, you need a service to find out the latest with the time zone information, which
All
is
right.
what we are providing.
Let's see the service.
All right, let me show you. So the first thing I want to show you is the ability to get the time zone by coordinate. So if I say a particular location and I have the latitude, longitude, I can get back the time zone that that particular coordinate is in.
Mm.
So I'll show you that query real quick. So basically, I've just provided the...
Right, so 33.55 mm-hmm. and minus 117.
My location.
No, is that where you are? I have no idea where that is.
This location is actually Tijuana.
Nice.
I picked something interesting.
That's cool.
So you get back the information about what time zone ID this is. This is America Tijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You get back that it's Pacific Standard Time, and then information about offsets. And this is really cool, too, the wall time. So you can see what time it is there right now.
I see. So the wall time is interesting. I like the way that they phrase that, because that is, there's all kinds of Zulu time and this time and that time and offset times. But what is someone going to see if they look at the wall in Tijuana right now?
Yeah, and this is really helpful if you're coordinating meetings with people across the globe. So you can get this wall time back and find out what time is it there when I'm having this meeting with
them. That's really interesting that you say that, because I'm thinking about Azure Maps in terms of maps, but it's really kind of geographic information, and I might want to build a meeting timer application or meeting planner.
Yeah.
I think the world's great meeting planner app has not yet been created. We could build it on top of an Azure Maps API.
Yeah. On top of that, so we support different formats for the IDs as well. So there's this concept of IANA IDs, which is the Internet Assigned Numbers Authority.
There's a whole place in charge of assigning numbers to stuff.
In charge of these numbers.
Okay.
And so this is a standard set of IDs.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can get back that entire set of IDs with this particular API.
Okay.
So I'm going to call this, and it will just return me all of the IANA IDs that exist today of four time zones.
And this sounds silly, but it is important. When you saw before, was it America/Tijuana? That's not just an arbitrary string. That's an official assigned thing. It's like DNS for time zones. It's not going to change. It's important.
Exactly. And this is how you get the updated list, too. So if you pull this list back, you can start to see the differences if there's new ones added or things that are removed.
Good point.
So this is the full list.
Okay.
Now that I have this full list, let's say I searched through here and I found one that I wanted to know some more information about. So now I want to look it up by IANA ID. This time, instead of location, I'm using the IANA ID.
Mm-hmm.
So for this particular one, I picked America San Lucia. And it gives me information about the different aliases, the countries they're included.
Aliases. That's a good point, because there are other things in that time zone, and any one of them is valid to represent the time zone.
Mm-hmm. And it tells you the countries and the names of the countries that are included in this time zone. So it gives you back a lot of information about that particular time zone.
That is super useful.
And again, the wall time as well.
Time zones are so complicated. I mean, people don't even know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's people have PhDs in time zone. It's complicated. I'm glad that there's a service that I can just release that and let someone else handle it.
Yes. The other thing we support is Windows time zone IDs. So there's a different set of IDs that are used by Windows or Windows developers, and we can provide that full list to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this also gets updated, and I'm first just going to grab that whole list just to show you. So they have different names. These ones are called have different IDs.
Sure.
Dateline Standard Time, UTC 11, all these different things.
And I'm actually familiar with these because I wrote a blogging engine a while back, and our blogging engine, we ended up using a text file, and it's now woefully out of date, so I could probably call this API to repopulate that. But it's really complicated if you think about the server time, the time that the server got that page, and then the time on the wall of the person whose browser just hit it. What time zone do you show? Like, when did I publish the post?
Mm-hmm.
When did I show the post to them? All those kind of things. If you try to do it yourself, you're going to get hurt.
It's very complicated.
Let an API or a service handle that for you.
Yes, and get all the updates for you as well, so you don't have to go out there searching for those updates.
Indeed.
And the last one I'm going to show you, so now you have those Windows IDs, and if you want to get back the IANA ID associated with a particular Windows ID, you can search for that and we will give that back to you. So we will provide that mapping. Mm-hmm. And so for this particular query, I decided to look for Hawaiian Standard Time, one of my favorite places to be.
Where
this
we
time
wish
of
we
year.
Were right now.
Exactly. So I'll send that, and then I will get back the associated IANA IDs for that particular Windows ID. And you can see mm-hmm. there's Pacific Honolulu, Pacific, all these different things.
Tahiti. So you can map from any of these standard APIs, either as a Windows developer or as a web developer, and that apply that to whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we store all of our times in UTC, so you can then translate to any time zone you want.
Exactly.
Very cool. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
I am learning about how deceptively complicated time zones are and how Azure Maps makes it easy today on Azure Friday.